got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. A feeling. That today's gonna be a good day.
It's 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Somehow I do not feel like I'm on my game today.
You're a little post-9/11 kind of knocked in the head, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's a good
It's a tough day, man. I tried to maneuver around it as best I could without ignoring it.
It's hard.
I traveled yesterday from Boston through Chicago to Las Vegas. And there are very few moments when traveling into Las Vegas that you have any kind of weather disruption at all. But there was a really bad thunderstorm that went through here, and we were about 40 miles away from, we were, 45, we were 40 miles away, but yet we didn't go anywhere. And I watched outside before the pilots. This is what I really object to about pilots not telling you what's going on. We went around in a circle. Now, I'm a seasoned traveler, so I knew
you could feel
that
it.
We were going around in a circle. I'm watching the sun over here, and then it's over there. And finally I said to one of the flight attendants, why are we going around in a circle? Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Duh.
I hadn't noticed. I mean, you're a flight attendant, for God's sakes. What are you looking
at? Pro traveler got you, lady.
All right. So anyway, so she picked up the phone. She calls the captain, and then the captain comes on and says, well, maybe some of you have noticed that we are going around in a circle.
Maybe one of you has noticed.
Yeah, noticed that we were going around in a circle. So, anyway, and you can look at the clouds. It was beautiful, sunny on one side and really dark and cloudy on the other side. So he said, there's a problem in Las Vegas. And people go, you know, the immediate reaction
is,
because
fear.
It's September 11th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then he explains that it's a weather-related problem. And but then we are probably going to go to Ontario because we don't have enough fuel to fly around in circles for an hour, which is what air traffic control told them was going to be the case. It would take an hour for the weather to get out of the way. And so we all expected to go to Ontario and sit there, fuel up the plane, come back again when the weather cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turned out, about 14, 15 minutes later, he came back on and said, the air traffic control people have cleared our way, and we're not going to go around anymore. We're going to go right into Las Vegas. Okay. Well, anybody who's flown over the Rocky Mountains or any place where there is
flying into Vegas
topography.
Is terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's terrible anyway. But the heat from the desert affects the plane as it comes down in. Anybody who's ever flown into Palm Springs, there's a place where you go through the mountains. The planes dip, depending on the size of the plane, like 4,000 feet in 2 seconds. Bomb,
it's
bang.
Very bad turbulence going on there.
Horrible. So anyway, the pilot says we're going to feel some turbulence. They never tell you as bad as it's going to be.
Right.
We'll feel some turbulence as we go in. Well, already people are
a little shaky
put off.
Just for a second, once we get through that.
It wasn't for a second. It was a long-lasting, and again, weather bad on one side of the plane, weather good on the other side of the plane. So we're banging around going in, and you were now below the clouds, and it's clear everywhere, but there's tremendous turbulence. Bam, boom, 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 boom. And so people are trying to figure out, oh, what's wrong with the plane? You know, you can hear these people whispering, what's the problem with the plane? And again, if you've traveled a lot, you know that you get bounced around, and there's plenty of circumstances where there is clear air turbulence brought about by whatever is left, especially the funnel being the mountains. The air is sucked in and out of there. And so you can look down and see what is obviously the approach to Las Vegas when you come on the other side of the mountains, but it still is distressing and distracting. My point is that it could have probably been easier had he earlier on explained what was going on. I just think that they wait too long sometimes to give the word to people, and there's a lot of discretion. Each captain has a lot of discretion as to what they can do. But that sort of started where I am right now, Richie, where I have been since I wandered around. I went to the Luxor. I stayed at the Luxor last night.
Yeah, cool place.
And an interesting place. The place was loaded with people who couldn't quite figure out what was going on with them either, because they felt like I was in line with maybe 30, 40 people to register. And I'm listening to the conversation, and people feel weird about being there, like they're supposed to be someplace else, supposed to be doing something else.
We shouldn't be having fun on this.
No.
Right. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And so I think that set the tone for me being in Zululand. And I've kind of been there ever since. And I made up my mind this morning when I went on the air. This was it. After today, I'm done.
Right. And you know, those people are drunk and hungover and wondering what happened to all their money, and you're sitting here going, "Oh, I'm just not feeling right today."
Well, there were two young women in their 20s who the pool, when you come into the Luxor, is sort of on the backside. So you would come from the pool, go through the main lobby to go to your room. And these two girls, 23 years old, had obviously too much to drink. And they were dancing in the hallway. So everybody in line could see him. And a few people were chuckling about it. This one girl dropped her glasses, then stepped on them. They were sunglasses and picked them up and put them on her eyes. And you could see one eye. Yeah, it was just
kind of ridiculous. It's Vegas, baby.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, right.
What happens there stays there, unless you're a national radio personality. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, it took me. When I went to bed last night, I didn't sleep particularly well. And one of the reasons is when I turned on the television in the room, the biography channel had the story of lots of the people who made it and their stories inside the building, what they were confronting on their way outside of the building. And so that's what brought me around to asking you, Richie, in the last half hour. Actually, Roberta was who started this, but I wanted to get it from everybody. How September 11th changed you. I've been following some of the Facebook posts and tweets from various places. Here's a guy who was a volunteer firefighter who worked. His office was a block from Ground Zero. And so when he saw what was going on, he put on his firefighting, left his office, his law office, and put on his firefighter uniform and ran down into the building. He ran into the South Tower. He was 40 years old on the day he died, September 11th. His remains were not found until next spring, and they only identified him because all that was left of him was his arm, and they did a fingerprint on his arm to find out who he was. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
His friends have honored him with a nonprofit that encourages people to remember the victims with acts of kindness on September 11th. It's called the My Good Deed Foundation. You might want to check that out. My Good Deed Foundation. It sort of goes along with the New York thing that that 5-year-old started with his dad.
Yeah.
What is it, New York?
It says thank you.
Yeah, New York says thank you. So there are a lot
thank
of
you.
These stories. I was reading about Dan Smock, who was in the Army. Killed on September 11th by an IED in Afghanistan at the exact moment that his brother was killed in the tower.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. What was he doing in Afghanistan on September 11th, 2001?
That's a good question. We had people in. What are you talking about? We had people in Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan, really?
I mean, I'm sure we had some forces there, but...
Yeah. I don't know.
I will never forget my nephew.
We didn't go into Afghanistan until we went there before we went to Iraq, and that was 2002, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 2002.
So I guess we just had a follow-up on Facebook, too, today. We were talking about Flight 93 and about the land and who owned it and what happened to it. And Karen Clark wrote to us on our Doug Stephan Good Day Show Facebook page that she listened to an interview with a guy who owned the land.
Yep.
And I guess it had been in his family since the early 1900s. He wanted to donate 6 acres to the memorial. For some reason, he couldn't donate the land and was in negotiations for the sale of his entire parcel. Ended up, the government took his land by eminent domain, and he had to pay the taxes on it.
No.
And he wanted to donate it originally.
No.
Man, are we stupid.
Oh,
we are. This country is so...
It's crazy.
God, oh, my Jesus. Oh.
So thanks, Karen, for giving us the update, even though it wasn't a good one.
What is the matter with... Is there anybody who has common sense
I gotta look that
whatsoever? Up. What in the hell is the matter with us that we let this stuff go on and on and on and on?
And they're still $10 million short.
Yeah, and the guy wanted to give us the land. What is the matter with us? Ugh. Here's a story of a guy who was married the night before. Listen to this. Oy. He was married September 10th. Honeymoon in New York. He was a member of the Army and the National Guard. Got shipped off to boot camp on September 12th. Didn't make it back. One night with his bride. That is a downer for you. See, this is why I don't want to do this anymore after today. Enough.
We really need to shake it up.
Yep. Sure, we need to shake it up. All right, I'm going to shake it up by fixing your face, Roberta.
Good luck.
My face doesn't need fixing.
Oh, yeah,
Excuse me.
Well, that's right. You went under the knife. I'm trying to help people so they don't have to go under the knife. That's why this product,
exactly.
Tautinol. Tautinol good reduces stuff. The appearance of fine lines, keeps the skin moisturized, helps support collagen production. Let's face it. Aging is inevitable. A lot of people, you look at their faces from September 11th, and then you look 10 years later at their faces. Good Lord, what stories those faces tell.
George Bush is an example of that.
Yep,
I was watching something the day of 9/11 that he said, and wow.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
yep. Some people say, oh, you have to age gracefully. Nope, I'm doing it kicking and screaming. Sorry.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you can do it the easy way or the Roberta way. I prefer the easy way. That's why I use Tautinol. Tautinol, it is risky and expensive to go through what Roberta went through.
So, you know, I mean, even if you do go under the knife, you still have to maintain what's been done, people.
Yep. That's what
it's
this is good
for. It's not a final solution. Yep. You still have to moisturize and keep those wrinkles away.
This is not the final solution. Tautinol is a way for you to stimulate the growth of your collagen and your elastin, which is what keeps your skin looking firm and youthful. Pigment producers to fade those ugly dark spots that always seem to pop up in the most revealing places. Here's the deal. You get one bottle free when you buy two at the regular price of Tautinol by dialing 800-291-2584. That's 800-291-2584. Here's the deal. You buy two, you get one free, and you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. And there's a special deal. Just tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, and they'll hang up on you. Maybe somebody will listen to you. You get this special deal at 800-291-2584, Tautinol.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He stopped loving her today. A place to reap upon his door. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
As George Jones, first birthday celebrant for this Monday, the 12th of September, George Jones, born on this date in 1931, so that means he's 80 years old. Dickie Moore, who was an actor in the Our Gang series, born this date in 1925, so does that make him 86, right?
Old.
Old, makes him old. I was with a guy on Friday that has, it was a Friday, no, Saturday, a gentleman who runs a farm near me, old Armenian named Davidian, 90 years old, still runs the farm.
As in Branch.
Huh?
As a brand
Davidian? No. Good for you.
The first name David?
No. All right, next up is Linda Gray. From Melrose Place Models, Inc. in Dallas, 71. Is she a part of the new Dallas? Played Sue Ellen. The old Dallas.
I don't think she's part of it. I haven't heard her name associated with it.
I don't know.
All right. If you haven't heard it, Jennifer, can't be anything to it.
Totally.
Mickey Lolich, who is a pitcher for Detroit, having his birthday today. He is, what is he, 71. Wow. I remember when he was a player. Maria Muldaur.
We sat at the Oasis.
68 today.
Senor Camel.
She had the original version of I Am Woman, I Am Strong. Helen Reddy made the hit of it. But this was her. His name was D'Amato, her husband, Maria Muldaur D'Amato.
Her friends called her D'Amato.
D'Amato. Very cute. Ralph Neely, a Dallas Cowboys birthday today, Richie.
Okay.
Too bad Barry White weren't still around. We could celebrate his birthday today, but he's gone, though. So we got Tony Stevens, bass player for Foghat.
Hogfat.
Hogfat, 62 today. And a slow ride. Actor Joey Pants. Pantoliano. You know him if you saw him.
From the Sopranos. And he had two or three.
He's in a lot of movies.
Dramas.
The Fugitive, Nightbreaker, Midnight Run.
Sure.
La Bamba, Empire of the Sun, The Goonies, Risky Business, Eddie and the Cruisers, Richie. That's how you remember. Very well known Italian. American, but he's Italian.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
Jerry Buckley, one of the group members in America, singing in his 59th year, A Horse with No Name. He's 59 years old. Buckley. Grammy Award winner for writing this song, Sister Golden Hair, Tin Man, Ventura Highway, Lonely People, all of those. As Neil Peart, drummer for Rush, born in the state 1952, he's 59 today. Tom Sawyer?
Yeah, good stuff.
Let's see who's next. Looks like Amy Yazbek. Casey.
Baywatch.
No.
Wings.
Wasn't it?
Good try. No.
Wings. Let's do another one of these actors. Darren Burroughs, Richie. Ed on Northern Exposure. 45 today. Amy Yazbek, by the way, is 49 today. Ben Folds, the singer of Brick.
Well, really good friends with William Shatner, helped with
really?
His album.
Yeah, yeah. Really?
Huh. Here's one
Jennifer
of Jennifer's favorites.
Nettles from Sugarland.
My dad calls her the Warbler.
Really? Maybe she is a little bit. Not as badly, and not as bad as, what's her face? Richie's favorite. Celine Dion.
She's the ultimate Warbler.
Benjamin McKenzie. Played Ben on Southland, 33 today. Ruben Studdard is
33 too. The Treasury Department has thought up a way to save some money.
They will save taxpayers approximately $70 million over the first 5 years.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. It all starts this coming January.
Paper savings bonds will no longer be sold at banks, financial institutions.
But the paper savings bonds you already own can be cashed at banks. Joyce Harris, Director of Public Affairs at the Bureau of the Public Debt at the Treasury Department, says now if you want to buy more savings bonds, you'll have to do it online.
Savings bonds aren't going away. They will continue to be available electronically from our website, www.treasurydirect.gov.
Just set up a password-protected account and buy savings bonds electronically with money that comes out of your bank account. The new savings bond account you create will also make it easy to check on your investment.
How much interest you're accruing, how much you're earning.
When an electronic savings bond matures, the federal government will automatically cash it and deposit the money into your designated bank account. Then if you want, you can turn around and buy more.
We're taking a 1935 model and making it a 21st century investment tool.
And you can also mail in your paper bonds, the ones that haven't matured yet, and they'll be credited to your electronic account. Tomorrow, what to do if you've lost your paper savings bonds and how you get your money back. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk near.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
About 33 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Hello to our friends in Austin and all over Texas, and Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and all over Wisconsin, and Indianapolis and Bloomington and all over Indiana, and Raleigh and other places in North Carolina, Norfolk, Virginia, Nashville, Greensboro, Jacksonville, actually in St. Augustine is where we are, which is that considered a suburb of Jacksonville, St. Augustine? Anybody ever been there? It's supposed to be the oldest.
No.
I have not ever been to St. Augustine. Been to Jacksonville.
I have a friend who lived there.
I'd like to go there and just kind of see what's what there. I have not spent any time, but it's supposedly a wonderful, beautiful, old city. Very, very cool, old city. All right, let's come around full circle. We're spending our time, much of it today, appropriately talking about the war on terror and 10 years after all of it began. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, what do you think of the news media coverage of the 10th anniversary of September 11th? A, excessive. It was on every channel all the time. B, they got it right. This was an important event, and the coverage was good. C, too much focus on the past. We ought to be looking forward. That's, I would say, B and or C. I didn't want to go past. That's why name of our special that we did for stations over the weekend, Stronger Than Ever, 10 years past September 11th, which was available for broadcast. A lot of stations took it and used pieces of it. That's cool. That was the idea. I wanted you to get to know some of the people who were involved in this sort of thing. There was a lady who we had on who was with a law and security program, a division of Human Rights First, who's upset, as many of us are, with the nation's response, the Patriot Act, things that have happened since September 11th, war in Iraq, war in Afghanistan, border security, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, unnecessary from my perspective, border security. Either you have it or you don't. We don't. But we're told we do.
Do you think it's any better than it used to be?
No, I think it's worse.
You think it's really not at all?
Yeah, no, not at all.
I don't think our borders are any safer.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I think it's harder to get things through the airport, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's true. There also are, we have eliminated people who have come to this country to go to school and then allowed them to stay to help us out. They're being sent back home now. I don't think that's too smart because a lot of them are pretty smart and pretty good at helping us figure out some of the things that we need to know about our businesses, et cetera, et cetera. So you might want to take a moment or two and give us the benefit of your expertise with our poll. I'm followed by some union members, even though I'm not exactly America's number one union guy. But the stories about Americans and the first responders, I thought it was pretty interesting. Did I use that word twice here?
That's somebody, all right, though.
Somebody told me that I use the word interesting and problem too much.
You do use the word problem a lot.
I do. Okay, well, remind me of that because I don't want to use the word and become redundant.
You know what? I didn't notice it until you said it, and then, yes, sometimes you do. Here's the problem or the problem.
Well, but I'm
is.
Always aimed at solutions. I'm trying to fix things. And so in order to fix a situation, is it better identified as a problem than not?
I also notice you say hunga-bunga a lot.
I do that. That's okay. Hunga-bunga is fine.
Hunga-bunga.
So public service workers were among the first on the scene following the attacks. That is police and fire and EMTs and other first responders. And one of the things they take pride in, as is the case often, the union members, you know, I have no use for unions in public employee situations. I don't think they're appropriate. But I do think that they're still appropriate in the private sector in a number of different circumstances. But there have been a lot of stories about the groups that went there. You saw some of the video and you saw some of the audio. I'm reading from one of the union newspapers, union blogs, that's not a list, but it's calling into focus the fact that we had so many union members. This is from the Union Good Department. We had lots of union members, a lot of, and then the people that tore down everything and have been involved in rebuilding. The unions want us to know that the unions are there and doing the work, and ain't that swell. What I object to is a big campaign on the radio going on in Boston now where the Brotherhood of Electrical Engineers or Electricians or whatever they are trying to convince people that they ought to hire a union guy because he's smarter and better at what he does than the guy's a non-union guy, which is preposterous. It's ridiculous. There are many people who don't belong because they choose not to belong to a union. The one thing that has happened that is discordant in our country. One of the things that separates us now, we have so many things that separate us, religion, color of skin, educational background, how much money we have, et cetera, et cetera. But whether you're a union person or not is something else that we use as a chisel or a wedge somehow to separate us instead of it being a unifier. And so as I think about all of the union stuff that gets put forth, one of the things that is coming as a reaction to it is trying to get more states to become right-to-work states. You know what that is, right? Roberta, you know what it is to be in a right-to-work state?
Right. The union can't shut you out of a job.
Right, which is not the case. Like in Massachusetts, I at first chose not to be a member of the teachers' union, and I was told that if I didn't join the teachers' union,
that's a big one.
I couldn't teach.
Right.
And as it turned out, I became the building rep to the union. It was the worst thing they ever did. They were very sorry that they had forced me to join, and they allowed me to run, and I won as the building rep. So I was much a thorn in their sides. But it turned out to be pretty productive. I think they thought to a point I was inspiring. Whether that was true or not, I don't know. But I had as much mouth then as I do now. And it was not happy for a lot of those people. But I'm just thinking about how if you work in a state, you don't want to belong to a union. You ought not to be. Why does the state tell you you got to belong to a union? Because the union's got their lobbyists to push the people in the state houses to vote on a bill that requires, if there's a union, that everybody join. I don't think that's fair to you.
Uh-uh.
You think that's appropriate?
Mm-hmm. I'm not your union girl, though.
No, you're not. Well, Roberta, you have worked for a number of broadcast unions like I have.
Yeah, I'm still a member of AFTRA. I've been a member of the Writers Guild.
Yeah.
My daughter is a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, yes, I belong to all those. I have belonged. Mm-hmm. I don't belong to any of them anymore because I didn't see the need to. If I had to, I might have to go back to AFTRA or SAG or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I belonged for 23, 24 years, paid dues every year. And there was no money that went into the account because I didn't have, I didn't have
earnings that were covered.
Right. Exactly. But boy, did it bother me when I was told by them, I paid $63 every quarter or something to Belong.
Right.
And then I was late once, and they sent me a bill for $6. I said, I get nothing out of this. I'm trying to support you, and you want me to pay $6 more? I'm not going to do it.
Well, if you don't continue to pay on time, we won't want you as a member.
What do you mean you don't want me as a member? I don't get any benefits. I'm giving you the money to support the union.
That doesn't make any difference. Pay up.
So you know what I told them what they could do with their card? I'm therefore no longer. It was a stunning reality for them.
Yeah,
apparently.
Saved them money on toilet paper, though.
Yeah, I certainly did.
Yeah.
So anyway, also, some of those, I'm talking about flying a good deal. There's a story about how many of the flight attendants who were on the planes, first responders, you think of police and fire and EMS and that sort of thing. There were 25 others that paid with their lives, the flight attendants who were on those four planes. 25.
And the pilots.
Yep.
Some of those pilots, I think they were the first to go.
They were in the front of the plane.
Actually,
they were killed before they were killed and thrown out of the seat.
Right, the,
flight attendants were killed. The box cutters that they somehow got in. Did anybody ever figure that out? How the box cutters got between the seats on those planes? The suspicion
they were
was
the
that
seats?
They were box cutters that were put in the night before when the cleaners cleaned the plane. Somehow or other, there was somebody working. And they had to have two of them
because
it was different companies, the United plane flight 175 and flight 11, American 11, both from Boston headed to Los Angeles, loaded with fuel. That's why they picked them, because they would be planes that could get this. They figured out the security in Boston. They could get the planes up high enough in the air, take them over. They'd be loaded with fuel. That's why they were Boston planes. And the ones that were the Newark plane that took off 93, same thing. It was headed for the West Coast, full of fuel. That's where they were going to crash into the White House. And then the other plane that took off from Dulles, that the American flight. So two United planes went down and two American planes went down. And there was also a reason for picking them because they were our most, around the world, they were a symbol of American power and strength.
Right.
American Airlines and United, the two biggest airlines in the world. So that was there was no accident there. And picking the planes, 767 was flight 11, and American didn't use a 767 on that route again for 4 years. But anyway, what they did was somehow they got box cutters into the first class seats where these guys were going to sit, which always kind of bothered me because they bought their tickets with cash the day of, and they didn't know what seat they were going to be assigned to. So how'd they find the box cutters?
I think they brought them with them.
No,
I think
they did not. No, they were on the plane. The box cutters were on the plane.
How they know they would be in first class?
Yeah, they paid for the tickets in cash for first class. They all sat in first class. So
isn't that kind of presumptive when you think about it?
What?
That they bought first-class tickets, I guess, to be up close to where the pilots are.
Right, of course. They want to be up front.
Yeah.
Yeah, make it easier. But, you can't do that now. You walk up to a ticket counter with cash to buy a first-class ticket.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, forget
it. Forget it.
You're not going to take that ride.
But doesn't it annoy you that they got their, orange juice and coffee before everybody else did?
Yeah, I guess that's a way of looking at it.
Hmm?
I was looking at the names of some of the flight attendants. And how one of them, it seemed to me, there was one of the flight attendants that was put into a seat, and she had her cell phone, and she called. Didn't she call her husband or something? Wasn't that it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. They worked 93 working to calm the passengers down with the information they had. It's just, Yeah. So they would be considered first responders, I suppose, too, right?
Absolutely. The first responders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
First.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right,
had to deal with the people on the plane.
Yep, 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with more discounts than ever before. Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings.
Much
better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Whether you're strutting on the catwalk or the sidewalk, you know the importance of having a healthy snack in your bag in case you get hungry. In fact, according to a recent survey by Fiber One Bars, the official snack of Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, 65% of consumers say they regret not stashing a snack in their bags when hunger pangs hit and they don't have access to food. Bobby Thomas, celebrity style expert, says that what you keep inside your handbag is just as important as the handbag you're carrying.
Whether I'm appearing on TV or at a work event, I am always on the go. Fiber One bars are a tasty treat to help get me to my next meal. They are the perfect accessory to have in your handbag when hunger pangs hit.
Visit FiberOne.com for a chance to win a trip to Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week in New York City or a $500 gift card for a designer handbag of your choice. You can also visit the Fiber One Facebook page for Bobby's tips and trend updates from Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. I'm Catherine Carlton.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The days after September 11th were hardest for liberals, feminists, and Muslims, according to a post from Marianne Louise. I'm a Muslim American. I was not invited to weddings and parties because of my name and because the ethnicity might have caused tension.
Really?
Instead of, yep.
Huh.
Yeah. I think there was a lot of that, don't you? What do you,
I guess so, but if you already are friends with someone, you would think they wouldn't turn your back on the person.
No.
You know, if you're going to be invited to a wedding, you would think that wouldn't stop it.
You would have thought. However, not the case. All right, following us on Facebook, we had another question today, Jen.
We did. We talked about what Pam Popper said earlier today about how some of these quote-unquote life-saving surgeries are really maybe unnecessary. So Cindy Lee said in answer to the question, do you trust your doctor always has your best interest at heart? She said, no, they tell you just enough to get you to do the surgery. I researched and researched this a lot. And I guess they miss a lot of vital points. Yes, the surgery itself is maybe something that's good, but they don't give you the full story.
Mm-hmm.
And then Janet Matson says, I would want to hope that they have my best interest at heart. After almost 30 years of a chronic cough and numerous tests and huge amounts of money, I finally found a doctor that said, if no one has found a cause in all these years, they aren't going to. Let's treat the symptom. Dee Dee Martin says, based on the number of C-sections performed every year, my answer is absolutely not.
Yeah. All right. So there's good input. More of that. Follow us on Facebook. Go to the listen box at DougStephan.com.
I
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
A difficult and emotional day. A day to remember lives lost and heroism that lives on. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Ceremonies to mark the 10th anniversary of the attacks of 9/11 held yesterday in New York City, at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Here is some of what was heard and remembered.
And in remembrance of all those who died in New York in 1993 and 2001 at the Pentagon, and in the fields near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, please join in observing our first moment of silence.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear.
John Paul Bocci.
And my father, James Patrick Berger. Me and Nick Allen, Mom, will never forget you.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Again.
10 years ago, at 9:37 a.m., the Pentagon was attacked. Please join us in observing a moment of silence to remember those who perished.
Jeremy Logan Glick.
My lovely mother.
My beautiful sister.
Cece Ross Lyles.
Those 40 extraordinary heroes were enriched and loved and made stronger by 40 extraordinary families.
The bagpipes of the New York City Police Department, a part of the New York City ceremony yesterday. Security for the ceremonies in New York and Washington, D.C. was especially tight over the weekend amid new terror threats that were said to be credible and specific, although unconfirmed. And on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, there was excitement in the skies as well. We'll have more about that in a moment, but first, something else that will matter to you.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics. Insert brand sold at retail.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
On Wall Street, the stock market looking to rebound after a down day last Friday when the Dow fell about 300 points down to 10,992. S&P and NASDAQ suffering substantial losses as well. Some anxious moments in the air on the anniversary of 9/11. A pair of F-16 fighter jets rushed over to escort a flight from L.A. to Kennedy Airport in New York City yesterday when the TSA was informed of some passengers who refused to come out of a bathroom. The flight landed, the passengers were interviewed and released, and that was that. We never did learn why they didn't want to come out. Meanwhile, air travel came to a halt at Kansas City International Airport yesterday when a suspicious item was found in the carry-on luggage of a passenger who refused to permit agents to take a close look at it. It was later determined the item was not explosive, but was transported to an area where it was blown up anyway, just to be safe. A quick check of prices at the pump.
Go ahead, fill it up.
Gas prices making a U-turn in the wrong direction. The Lundberg survey shows the national average for a gallon of regular up almost 6 cents from 2 weeks ago. Regular gas now averaging $3.67 a gallon. Finally, let's talk football. The first Sunday of NFL action for the new season, and we draw your attention to one of the games, the Buffalo Bills, long removed from their Super Bowl years in the 90s, against the Chiefs in Kansas City. The Bills blew out the Chiefs 41-7, and that final score seems to make sense, given a new study commissioned by the Wall Street Journal that looked at the facial symmetry of players and personnel for all NFL teams and came up with this conclusion. The Bills are the best-looking team in the league, and the Chiefs are the least attractive. Bills coach Chan Gailey had this to say.
There's going to be a lot of people that are going to put us up on a little bit of a pedestal, and we're not there yet.
Not sure if he's talking about yesterday's win or his team being very good-looking. As for Chiefs quarterback Matt Cassel,
I feel like as a player myself, personally speaking, I'm embarrassed to go out there in front of our home crowd.
Well, I'd be embarrassed too if I was the ugliest team in the league. He might also have been referring to the game rather than the other thing. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
The Doug Steffens Show. More exciting than pulling your toast out with a wet fork. We all